With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
There we go. Now, listen, he doesn't get to have, don't ask him a single question. This is about you and me.
I love it.
I'm a
friend of the Irish.
No, he's not.
You know what? I've already interviewed Adam. It was 15 years ago. He's never going to remember. He spent an hour in my radio studio. It was the grown-ups premiere. It was the night after.
I do remember it, buddy. It was the night after, and everybody was a little hungover, I must.
Yes.
I do remember.
If you were in Ireland, you were hungover. Let's face it. Come on.
It was a tough night, and weren't we holding, what's the game?
A hurley stick.
A hurley stick. And I remember, slitter. Brother.
He was hurling, all right.
He was. Well, I think it was David Spade was hurling, but yeah, we won't talk about that.
Thanks.
Listen, George, lovely to meet you. Let's make this about us. I'm totally fine with
that. Because listen, honestly, if you've had that much time with him, you've had all the time you'll ever need with him.
You heard it all. It didn't get better.
It's not getting better.
So, I mean, a movie that is ostensibly about regret, and it sounds like Clooney regrets Sandler. I mean, this
he
is
regrets
unfair.
The choice.
I really do. Originally, it was Damon, you know, and then
Stiller.
And then Stiller. And then there was a whole list. And then finally, you know, you could afford, you know, Adam. So we just took that because the budget was so low. I have to say, the very first thing that happened when I got the call was they said there's a movie that Noah Baumbach's going to direct and that Adam is going to be in. And I said, I'm in. And then they said, do you want to read the script? I go, yeah, but I'm in.
That's called Irish tuition.
Yeah.
There you go. The Kilkenny roots came out in Mr. Clooney. He knew exactly what he was doing.
My Abbey Leaks roots.
Abbey Leaks. There you go. I will say this movie, the biggest compliment I could play you guys is there's a moment towards the end of this. I won't give it away because I want my audience to go and watch it and see this moment. But there is a moment between the two of you where I absolutely openly bald.
Really? That's awesome.
Was it when Adam took his clothes off? Was that, that part? Because that made me cry a lot.
What happened to Adam?
What happened to him?
That's sad, man.
No, honestly, it is such a beautiful, your relationship is so, it's so relatable, but so beautiful on screen.
Well, yeah, thank you so
you're
much.
You're mean, by the way.
That was a mean thing to say. You know, I will say this. That ending kept changing.
Yes.
And Noah sort of very, like with 3 weeks before we shot that scene, kind of came up with what it was. Because, again, not giving everything away, you don't want it all to work out. It can't all just be perfect. Mm-hmm. But you need to have something. There has to be something. And I thought that what Adam did in that scene.
We both did.
Really made the movie and made that part, made us able to walk away with an audience. I will
can't
forever
do
be
what
grateful.
You did.
Forever
and
be
only
grateful
talk about
what
Uncle
did.
Adam.
Yeah,
the Clue so Man. The Clue Man went was awesome throughout the entire movie.
I do have one bone to pick with the Clue Man.
Okay, all right. He's got a bone to pick now.
Yeah, that's to you.
Okay. We have time for one last question.
That's to Georgie. Get him good.
You see, Adam, he's an icon to someone like me. Okay, look, I am probably a little bit younger than George, maybe a little bit older than Adam. I don't know. But we're all in around the same.
You were a kid when you were watching Adam, is
you're
what you're
saying. Oh, sure.
You're a little Irish boy.
But right now, I'm a middle-aged man, and I get to go to work every day, and I wear a hoodie, and I wear shorts, and I wear Jordans, and all this kind of thing. And now, what I'm seeing is George Clooney's making Adam dress up in. You look great, Adam, but where's my hoodie and t-shirt?
It's right underneath.
Maybe I'll make you dress your Irish ass up.
Yeah. Clooney's taking over everywhere.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He came over to my house before
what?
I dressed him.
Dredd, and he would scream, "No, hem those pants."
By the way, this is all body painting. He's actually fully naked right now.
I do miss looking like you, but here I am right now.
Well, I just want to thank you for, you know, popularizing my look. And I can dress like a toddler and tell my bosses, "Hey, if Adam Sandler can do it."
Thank you.
Oh, really? You've been the North Star.
The man is happy.
Oh, okay.
He's happy right now.
We haven't seen him in a suit yet.
When you stand up, let's see this. Let's see what's going on down there.
He's fully net. Put it back down. Put it back down.
That's holy shit, bro.
That was wrong.
That was a good bike trip you just came from.
Holy, this guy, he's smuggling something.
You poked us in the eye.
I'm sorry, Jesus. I do apologize.
That's wrong.
It was very nice.
It's the famous Irish sausage, I apologize. Listen, there's a moment in this movie where Jay Kelly, ends up in a train station surrounded by, inverted commas, normal people.
Yes.
You both right now are obviously very famous individuals.
We're very famous.
When was the last time either of you was able to feel kind of anonymous in a public situation?
Right now, just like this exact moment with you.
Yeah.
I've never felt more anonymous. Yeah. You brought us down to, once we saw a man in spandex like that, really.
You stripped our dignity.
Oh, I've never felt so alone. I've never felt so ashamed.
That's fair enough.
I take the train to Paris a lot, and I get to like have a normal life in that way. So it's not, you know, it's not always normal. Life isn't the most normal of things, would you think? But you go out to the basketball court and play some
ball. I do my
ball.
Life. You do your life. Yeah. We do all right. And sometimes it can get a little crowded on occasion.
Has changed the dynamic is this thing right here.
Okay, phones. The phone.
Because people just yank them out and start filming all the time. And so
that's true.
It does sort of change that dynamic. You can't. You know, so trying to keep your kids off of cameras and away from the cameras and stuff is a little trickier.
Yes.
But there's ways to find normality. Yeah.
I got to ask you about two Irish actors. First of all, the surrounding cast around you guys is so amazing in this movie.
Yes, right? Except for the two.
Yeah, these two
you
guys.
Know those two. Yeah.
But in there, you've got Eve Hewson and Thaddea Graham, two incredible Irish actors.
Yes.
Well, I've known Eve since she was a little girl because I've been friends with their family, their parents.
I taught her daddy how to sing.
It was actually called U1 when they started. And he said, you too.
Double it down.
He said, make it two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't just do one. Just do two.
Thank you.
And it was such a pleasure. I remember the first time I really saw Eve take off was in that series she did with Soderbergh. And it was just like, oh, my God, because she was just, you know, she went from a little girl to this extraordinary actress.
She's a badass.
I mean, and both of them, though, it was fun to have them
there.
Cool
as hell.
She's great.
Loved her. Loved being with her the whole time.
And, you know, because Eve came in and really just shot for a couple of days. It was a fairly short thing. But Thaddeus was there with the whole shoot. She was there through everything. And
saw your character go through a lot, buddy.
Yeah. But it was fun to be with her. And she's just a happy, enjoyable, actress. So we really had a blast.
You mentioned your kids, George. I obviously don't want to go into that too much. But you and I we share a thing. We're both dads of twins.
Oh, yeah.
Mine are a bit older than yours. Mine will be 11 at Christmas.
Man, you're kidding.
Yeah, and I've got two older boys as well. So
boy and a girl, or what do you got?
I got two girls as twins, but then two boys older than those.
Oh, Jesus, you're in it. You're in it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's the greatest thing.
It is.
Yeah, it is really great.
And Adam, very quickly, just on Happy Gilmore 2, congratulations. I love it so much. But
thank you.
Your friend, your caddy, Bad Bunny, look at him now. He's got the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, Super Bowl.
The Bunny. And Clooney's next year. You'll see.
I'm doing
everybody.
Next year. I'm singing. Yeah.
Singing Irish songs. I'll come up with you. I'll get all the Abbey Leaks up and we'll have a sing song.
There's a couple of Abbey Leaks songs that have my name in it. If you Google it, you'll see. Mm-hmm. A couple of singers. I'm ready. By the way, I'm ready to open. I'm ready to halftime Super Bowl.
Clooney can sing. He does a great Dean Martin. Would you like to hear it?
No, you know, the funniest thing is I thought I could sing because my aunt was a very famous singer. And T-Bone Burnett, the producer of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, he's produced Bob Dylan albums. He thought I could sing because I was Rosemary Clooney's nephew. And then we did Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. They took me to Memphis and put me in a recording studio. And I sang. And then I finished and no one would look me in the eye. And then they said, let's listen to it. And they turned it on. It sounded like a cat caught in the wheel well of a car. And, that was the end of my career as
a
singer.
Maybe it was one bad take.
It was a couple of bad notes.
Like, you guys want to know my favorite Irish song?
Yes.
Probably don't know it because you're not real Irish.
Oh, okay.
Let me speak to my friend here. Go, lassie, go. Oh. Isn't that a killer?
Teach it to George.
McTavish is dead. His brother don't know his brother is dead. McTavish don't know it. They're both of them are dead. And they're in the same bed. And neither one knows it. The other one's dead. That's the song I wrote.
Yes. Gents, this has been the most fun I've had in a long time talking to anybody. So thank you both very much for taking the time.
Put on some long pants, some baggy long pants.
No pants.
Believe me, when you started to stand up, I was like, this could go wrong, man.
And it went wrong. And it's
thanks so much, guys. Right, take it easy.
See you. Take care.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.